Better music. This is Q Radio. Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Joining me now, the MLA for South Down presently, Karen McKevitt. Karen, you're very welcome to Q Radio.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Delighted to be here.
Now, Karen, a few questions to ask, and I'm sure some of the people in South Down are asking. You're moving or intending to move from South Down to Newry in Armagh. It's very unusual, to say the least. And why is this happening? First of all, you announced that you were stepping down as the MLA for South Down. And then suddenly you're back into the game again. You're still an MLA presently for this term, but you're intending to run in Newry and Armagh now. So tell us the story.
Well, the first thing, Kevin, I didn't announce any retirement. What I did say in a press statement was that it wasn't my intention to seek the party's nomination for South Down. And in doing so, whether the media picked it up different or not, it allowed us time within the party to have a strategy put in place for development of change that was going to happen within the party. Out of respect for those that were announcing that within our party, there's five big announcements where we have senior experienced MLAs who are not going to run for the next assembly election. That allowed them to give them their time and to allow them to have time in the media for the good work and the fabulous work they've done, particularly with Dominic Bradley.
Now you have a new leader, Colm Eastwood, and over the period of him becoming the new leader, Dominic Bradley, Joe Byrne, Pat Ramsey, Alban McGuinness, John Dallet have all decided to step down from mainstream politics. And recently, yesterday into today, Geraldine Donnelly here as a councillor in Newry and Mourne. Is this a strategy within the SDLP to remove more experienced people from their elected position?
No, removed is the wrong word. I think choice was the proper terminology to be used. Colm Eastwood's like a breath of fresh air within the SDLP. He has been a member from when he was 14. And to see him take the lead now, I have to say, is excellent. There's new generation there, new ideas coming through. That's not without respect for our senior politicians that have announced retirement. They have these conversations with their families for some time, and the announcement before the Assembly is allowing a strategy to be put in place that gives the SDLP new generation coming along a better chance. Yesterday's announcement for Geraldine to retire out of politics is something that is very, very close to my heart, and Dominic's, to be fair. But Geraldine and myself as two women, we started on the same day. We stood in the election in 2005 for the first time. Although I've known Geraldine Donnelly a lifetime, she was at my wedding almost 25 years ago, her and her husband Sean. And I could tell you a funny story, actually. I was walking through the Buttercrane Shopping Centre back in 2005, and I had been approached by the team in the SDLP to run for Crotlieve for Newry and Mourne Council. And I met Geraldine, and I hadn't seen her in a number of years. And she says, have you time for a coffee? I says, Geraldine, I have. And me and her sit down for a coffee, and she says, I've something I want to run past you, and I want your opinion because I would respect it. And I says, far away, Geraldine, what is it? And she said, I've been asked to run for the SDLP, she said, and you know that I'm heavily involved with Fee and Bradley and all the rest. She says, and I don't know what to do. And I says, well, Geraldine, so have I. And I says, why don't we do it together? And from that day, right through the canvassing, even though Geraldine was in Newry and Armagh and I was in the South Down End, right from that day, we worked together as a team. We'd done it together and it was brilliant. So for Geraldine, I wish you all the best. But I know you haven't gone away. You've promised me and committed me that you'll step and knock the doors for me in Newry and Armagh for May's election.
Now you're running in Newry and Armagh, and you will be running alongside Justin McNulty, who's a novice in political terms. Do you think you both have a chance of getting elected?
Absolutely. And you know, we all had to start somewhere back in 2005. Sure, I was a novice in politics, and I hope that I've brought something to it in the last nearly 11 years now, and I know that Justin will do the same. We are a team. We play as a team. Justin's a big team player. The family values that Justin McNulty has. The McNulty family have been involved heavily in politics for over 40 years. bringing those family values to the doors of Neary and Armagh is some same as my own. We're family people, we're on the ground, and, you know, people like that.
Now, what's the issues in South Armagh? What are you going to bring to the table now if you get elected in Neary and Armagh?
Well, funny enough, they're very similar to what's in South Down. The protection of our hospital is one, our roads, the broadband in rural areas, and the business opportunities that hasn't created but should be created if we had proper broadband. The employment, seeing men drive to Dublin Airport or Belfast Airport to seek employment, and particularly in the construction industry, is something that I would like to get my teeth grasped back into, bring that employment back. Tourist investment is very, very important. And I have to say, Kevin, wee bit starstruck coming in this morning to meet Aoife Lennon.
And most people find that.
Not with you, Kevin. I'm not starstruck with you. So you're a Warren Point Road man, same as I'm the Neary girl.
Why the cream buns?
It wasn't cream. They're all Kern squares, and it's all over your jumper, Kevin. Rub the crumbs, for God's sake. You're putting me off my interview.
I'm enjoying it.
Anyway, Aoife Lennon, the captain of Neary City Women's Football Club. We all know that they've won the Premier League, and they're all heading to European Championships. There's an opportunity, I think, that should be brought to the Culture, Arts and Leisure Committee, which I sit on in the Assembly, for sport tourism opportunities. I understand that the draw for their games isn't taking place to June, and if you know, there's an opportunity there that maybe Neary could host some of the European games, and okay, why not? So that's something that I intend to bring to the doors.
You new see ideas something good coming from
sport.
Q Radio. For
absolutely, absolutely.
Away.
So now, and I wish her all the best.
Let's talk about Daisy Hill Hospital. You're presently as an MLA working hard in Stormont, and Daisy Hill Hospital. Let's hear what you're doing with Daisy Hill Hospital. What's concerning you here, Karen?
Well, it's the reduction in services, I have to say, Kevin, that's really concerning me. And back in 2013, the Occupational Health Department was to be moved temporarily for 9 months to cover maternity leave, as what I was told by members of the Trust. And we were told that it would return to Daisy Hill, and it didn't. It went to Armagh and Craigavon. Now, that's fair enough, but, you know, if they had been honest with me at the beginning and say that it was coming back to Daisy Hill when it really wasn't, it puts doubt in your mind for other services disappearing from Daisy Hill. Where are they going, and the commitment there? The stroke unit is an example, the Centre of Excellence ideas that the Trust have. They're not a bad idea, but they're not wonderful in practice, in my terms. We're moving the stroke unit, where the staff, the wonderful staff in Daisy Hill, award-winning staff, it went, the Trust have moved it now to Craigavon to create a centre of excellence. In my opinion, we had it in our city hospital in Neary. Another, the complicated pregnancies has now been referred to Craigavon for women in the maternity service. That's something I'll be bringing up the Trust next week, where it mightn't mean anything, but it'd be like the diabetes. Maybe people who are overweight or who have seen as high risk pregnancies, they're all been moved to Craigavon.
Yeah, but we're losing them.
No,
at the end of the day, it's all right saying I'm going to talk to somebody. Yeah. What can we do about it?
But I mean, at the end of the day, Kevin, it mightn't make much difference to the number of births that's happening today or tomorrow, but in the future it will. And what I'm saying, they're putting their figures together now, and they're telling us that they're moving somebody.
You see, somebody's sitting with a wee cup of tea right now, and they're saying, Karen, talking is cheap. It's action we want.
Absolutely. And action I'm given. I am questioning the Trust and asking them the questions like the public should be. We are a city, Kevin. We have a city hospital. That's Daisy Hill. And we deserve to be treated as a city hospital and to protect it as a city hospital. And that's something that I will fight to my grave, is to protect the services that I have been used to. I'm a Neary girl. I have had my babies in all five of them. Thank God to the great staff in Daisy Hill. I've admired any time I need any treatment for my family members. Daisy Hill has been there for me.
So your door's open right now, Karen.
I am not prepared. No, Kevin, I am not prepared as an elected representative for the voice of the people to take a chance on losing services to Daisy Hill for the next thing the doors will be closed.
So what do we do, Karen?
Well, we're meeting. I've asked for a meeting for the with the Health Minister, an urgent meeting. He hasn't come back to me yet. But I could say, if the Health Minister's listening today, he's nothing to fear when me coming to his door about Daisy Hill Hospital. All I'm coming with is the facts.
And have you had this meeting? You haven't had a meeting about this, have you?
We haven't had a meeting with the Health Minister yet, but that's what I want. It's the
what's
first door
wrong?
I want.
Why
to
can you not get that meeting?
Well, Listen, Simon Hamilton to me has been very, very approachable in the last 5 years in the different roles that he's had ministerial wise. And I have no doubt that Simon will commit to a meeting with me about the services in Daisy Hill. It's my understanding that his His private secretary was there last night viewing the services at Daisy Hill. And I'm sure he was meeting and greeting with the wonderful staff that's up there. But I would have liked to have had an opportunity to go and meet him at Daisy Hill last night with the interim chief executive, Paula Clark. I would love to have been able to go up. But listen, there's another day and another